Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career. So today I've got a well-known, famous Bloemfonteiner. We will say he's a Bloemfonteiner. Patso. Patso, welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
And today is your birthday. Why are you doing a recording on your birthday?
good question. I think after 40, you start stop counting the birthdays.
Yeah.
Well, you want to stop, but yeah.
No, but we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. But so let's just fall in with it. Where did this love for food start?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. I have a lot of other ideas in my mind when I was young. First, I study design. That's very interesting. Art design.
Yes.
A lot of art, clothing design, material design. And then I want to be a dentist, technician.
Yeah.
Very boring.
Two opposites, right?
Very. Because it was with art and all that. And then my father was in the restaurant business. I was working as a waiter. They started working in the kitchen as a chef. And after army, I was in Sofia and I was working part-time chef, still going to study for a dentist technician. And then I understand, but I'm making more money as a chef.
Did you study, to become the chef, or was there any formal training, or was this just self-taught?
I physically done it in England as a MVQ, basically, as a level. But I just work. And in Bulgaria, I was working in a lot of different restaurants. Then my first proper education came with at Hilton.
Yeah.
There was the first opening Hilton in Bulgaria. Then we have a very nice training as a staff training. And from there, I worked with some Italian chefs. Before that, Kempinski Hotel, I worked there as well. No, I have a very good experience in Bulgaria with Italian food. And after I got to UK, just to put the papers to the experience.
Mm.
But what I loved in UK, and everyone was judging you on experience.
Yeah.
Your papers is important. But they say, where you worked, and just show me reference. Mm. It was reference, with reference and work. I was basically head chef in UK and 2 4-star hotels. Mm. We're pushing in one restaurant, we push for Michelin star. It was a good experience, you know?
Yeah.
And to see, that's what I like in UK was, no one judge you about your accent, about you a foreigner.
Yeah.
I was a sous chef, that means second senior sous chef after the head chef, basically, between 25 English chefs.
Wow.
I was only foreigner. I was the boss, basically. But it was based on experience and based on what you showed them.
Yeah.
It was a lot like in a Master Chef right now, you know. That's
yes.
You go to the interview, they give you the basket, 3 of you, for example. And you say, okay, guys, you have 90 minutes. Start a main dessert. Go for it. And based on what you show them, front, that's, you got the job, that's it.
Yeah.
And then MasterChef started, and everyone know. But yeah, it's a good fun. And then I realized, but it's a lot of opportunities for me because I can use my art mind, but in a different field, you know. It's definitely push your limits in a way to experience some nice things, you know. It's not just cooking, it's not just your job, it's your life.
Yes,
I believe
absolutely.
Whatever you do, you just don't just work. You're learning things right there, experience life right there.
Yeah. Well, this brings me now back to 2 years ago when COVID hit. I think you were one of the creative people that just pushed on because you had to. Tell us about that process.
Yeah, I was lucky. I was lucky, I was joking, but because I saw the restaurant I have, the 59, I sell it, was what, 4 months before COVID?
Yeah.
And basically 3 weeks before COVID, I saw my coffee shop as well. He was the one to kill me, say, what's wrong with you? My wife was like, why are you selling everything? And then, yeah, I have a plan to move to something else. And luckily, I didn't invest in that other idea. But luckily, I buy those food truck for fun. I have this in my head for so long, and I really want that food truck. And he was against, like, okay, what's wrong? Why you want this food truck? And I buy it a long time before I sell the restaurant. And then when was like June, July, was COVID like slowing down type of thing, they open first the takeaway shops.
Yes.
I said, oh, let's open that and start with that. Until now, still carry on the food truck.
Yeah. And now you are basically everywhere. I mean, you have
I'm
just been
physically everywhere.
Yes. Yes. And where they need you, and you know, people can probably, can they rent the food
I'm
truck?
I'm on wheels. Yeah. I can, you know, I'm like a chef on wheels. I must maybe change my, but yeah, it's flexibility. It's a lot of opportunity. You go to people. Don't need to call people, come to you. You know, I think in our business, it's been always, you advertising, call, come to us, come to us. No, we can come to you, where you are, we find you. And that's a very nice concept. And I really think there's a lot more to come in that way. If you look in US, actually, 2008, when so many restaurants bankrupt, the first economic crisis that time, and so many food trucks pop out in the US.
So one of the skills that you probably have to use on a daily basis is specifically to keep up with the times, you know, and be creative. And that's where the creative mind comes in as well.
I think that's for everything. Eh? I mean, in any industry, I mean, our industry was really hammered. I mean, proper. It was being really rough for hospitality. Many head chefs reduced salaries and all that. But saying that make us really think, exercise our brains, and the new doors open there.
Yeah.
And we just must be not be so comfortable what is today. You know, it must be actually keeping your toes to be sure, oh, I can do something different than others and be a little bit, you know. It's working. It's working. I'm a lot more open mind helping other restaurants, consulting, you know, helping colleagues. Like even today I was at Bitfood, helping them with the open day, because they're always helping us, you know.
Yeah.
And with SA Chef Association, we always approach them for things, you know, oh, please help, please help. When they need the help, we must be there as well.
Yes.
And money is important, but it's not just everything. I think the relationships, it's a lot more important. This actually Bloemfontein is exactly that. It's all about relationships, people you know, and
networking.
You build it exactly on that, yeah.
Yeah. So, what is your speciality?
I mean, I still love my fine dining. You know, that's like, this is like a fine art, you know, for the artist something. But yeah, I enjoy it. You spend 2-3 days planning one plate of food. And that, I don't know, this is like a sickness for the chefs, you know. I experienced in UK that. The last place I worked before I came to South Africa. I was pushing for back again Michelin stars in my head and all that. Pushing with my boys, you may build a team proper. Crazy 15, 16 hours days.
Wow.
And I want to achieve some, just pushing for some really. And it's so sweet to play in that. But of course, you must know where you are, what you do, what's your customers.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I still love it. And I do it private now. I just go people's houses and do it privately. And that's actually ways open other doors.
Yeah.
People don't want to go to a restaurant. They're a bit scared. But they still want to experience something proper. And that's where I actually open a new door for me. I don't need a restaurant to actually do what I love to do.
Yeah.
So I must have one single restaurant, concentrate on one single thing. I can actually rent a restaurant from friends. I use many times, like Stereo Cafe, for example. James, Jill was giving me her kitchen as well. I used many times for private fine dinings, people's houses, guest houses. There's so many. They're thinking, wow, I can have a different venue every single day.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not limited to just that one building. Yes, that's great.
I'm paying what I have to pay, pay my expenses, I calculate the risk, and then it's awesome. There's a lot of ideas for pop-ups. That's we're trying with the SA Chefs is where we want to do these crazy ideas, you know, like long chef table on Navan Hill, or
yes,
we want a long chef table in the middle of the stadium. Directly on the greens, you know,
yes,
stuff. So a bit of shocking type of ideas. We're like a bunch of kids, actually, because we, with the SA Chefs in Bloemfontein, we find these similar characters, and, you know, we have exactly the same. We're pushing these functions daily, 100 people, breakfast, blah, 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 burger day, whatever. I said, let's do something for our souls, you know?
Yes.
Oh, fine dining. You know, this is like every good chef. I mean, this is like jazz music for the musicians. This is the jazz music for the chefs is fine dining, you know. You do something really high level. Yeah. Unfortunately, not everyone can understand it.
Yes.
That's why I compare it to jazz music.
Yeah. So do you do some training in Bloemfontein? You know, if somebody's now interested, I want to also become a chef, for instance. Do you have classes or do you do training?
It was so cool you asked me this. I just now, I'm talking 15 minutes, 20 minutes ago at the shop, at Pick and Pay, this military guy coming to me, he's bumping us with my chef jacket. He's like, it's always been my dream. I want to study. Can you help me? I'm like, okay, call me tomorrow. And then he was like, okay. I said, we can send him to Food and Beverage Institute, or we can talk to Camo from Chef Academy or CUT. There's a programs. Myself, I do in-house trainings for chefs, ready chefs, or staff members. I can just upgrade them. That's what I do. I go to restaurants and helping them to upgrade their stuff, and teach them new recipes and skills. But people who want to develop from, you know, change their career, they mean, there's so many opportunities. And again, if they, that's their dream. But I always say, don't think if you just go and study something, that's going to, you become out the chef.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first step, of course. Always say, support those, but you must have it in your heart.
Yes, passion.
And then, exactly, carry on, dream, push it. It's sad to see some students wasting their money. It's really sad to see that, you know. It's good to know what you want to achieve. It's good to have it in your heart, exactly. And then if you want to study, perfect, go for it. Push your limits and achieve it. But how I say, it's hard work. I always say, no, I was in Sofia. I don't know, that's me. I say, I want to work in that restaurant.
Yeah.
And I walk to that restaurant and go to the owner and say, I want to work for you. What? That was a panoramic restaurant in Sofia, remember? That was really fine dining, and I love it to work there. And he said, okay, but you're going to start as a commis chef. I said, yeah, no problem. Boom. Experience. That's actually a nice thing to say. That was when I go to Sofia, we're looking for jobs. Whereas me and my friend, after army, just take one backpacks, go to the capital, we have the accommodation for 2 weeks. That was sorted just for 2 weeks, and going for jobs now. And some guys, no, there's a job for pizza guys. I say, what, pizza? Yeah, okay. I only eat pizza in my life before that, never make pizza. Well, what, we're probably 19. And going to this restaurant, Italian restaurant, and these guys like, do you guys know how to make pizza? I say, pizza, yeah, of course. Okay, here's a dough, there's a roller, make me pizza. Oh my word. He said, next, make me pizza. I said, okay, it was three of us.
Yeah.
He's like, you two, come here. I said, I can see, have no idea how to make pizza. But for next 3 days, come here for free, pay you nothing, and I'm going to take one of you. For 3 days, we're now working our butts off, you know, making pizzas. He show us, now we're rolling. Bam, bam, we make like first day 100 pizzas, 300 pizzas later. The boss is coming, the owner of the restaurant. He's like, okay, do you find the pizza chefs? No, this guy said, teaching those two young guys, you know, they're perfect. He said, no, I don't want young guys, I want the pizza chef. He's coming to us, boy, so sorry, and really, I really like you, but I cannot take. No problem. Open newspaper. Pizza chefs. They can you make pizza? Yes. Show me. Okay, you got the job. You know, that's how we start making work in the pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
That was funny. 3 days training for free.
Yeah.
To teach us.
So use the opportunities that you get also.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, we don't be scared. I mean, if you're positive, I believe, you know, doors will open.
Yeah.
And that's always been the main thing. I mean, I calculated how many places I've been working. Mm. In Bulgaria, I count you 16.
Wow.
And I left Bulgaria, I was 20, 21, 22.
That's a lot of work experience in only a few years.
A lot.
Yeah.
I'm talking 6 months, seasonal jobs, then 3 months, this restaurant, other restaurant. It's just going. And I never, that's the funny thing, I never left, I never burned bridges.
Yeah.
Those 16 places, if I pick up the phone, I can go back. Mm. That's, you know.
So that's very important. Don't burn those bridges.
I got the guts and go to the say, guys, I'm leaving. I have this new opportunity, better money, etc. And they just look at me and say, yeah, go. Oh, not happy you leave, but you be honest, you know.
Yes.
And I find so many people here. I was working in a restaurant for how many years here? And then my staff would just, some of them, leave. They don't have the dignity to tell you why I'm leaving, I have a better opportunity, plan my future. And some of them, very young guys, would come to me, work for 3 months, say, chef, I have opportunity going to U.S., please go.
Yes, absolutely.
They say, oh, but that's how I was.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not happy. I spent teaching you everything, but I know how is that side. And Bloom, unfortunately, cannot give them, especially for chefs. Friend of mine calling me, his son finished. He said, Pazzo, do you have a restaurant? I said, no, brother, you just sell it. Oh, no, man. I want him to work for you. I say, listen, I don't want to say something. I love all the restaurants in Bloom. We're all friends. Send him to Stellenbosch. Send him to Cape Town. He's 20. He has to learn from the big guys.
Yeah.
And it's very sad to say that. But yeah, in Bloom, we don't have too many opportunities for our youngsters. And next thing is many restaurateur people, they're just employing people without any experience.
Mm.
It's not about a salary. That's very interesting because you're paying what they pay for someone without experience, what they can pay for someone who commit himself at least from school.
Mm.
It's the same, but they just prefer to take someone without experience. They don't support the chef schools, which for me is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And then there's the SA chefs, that's what we're trying now to educate, talk to people, take someone who know about basic food hygiene, take someone who know about, you know, support those guys.
Yes.
And now we, for that reason, we want to do now Chess and Yama competition in town with the SA chefs. We, so many Chess and Yama shops in town. I say, if you look in their levels, you know, especially come to food hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say, but we cannot just tell them you're doing this wrong. Let's make a competition. We're going to choose the best Chess and Yama shop for the year. And then we slowly say, okay, listen, you're the best Chess and Yama shop in town. Please, red board is for raw meat. Yeah?
Yeah.
wash your hands before you start. No, basic things. But I think if we help people, they will open their mind. We have to educate them in a nice way.
Yeah.
And you upgrade the people. Don't have to just, don't do this, don't do that. They don't understand why.
Mm.
You can also explain some person who have no idea about basic food, how the bacteria is working, for example, yeah? To explain to them why the blue board, green board, red board for chopping in the kitchen. Once you explain to them nicely, they're like, okay, no, I get it now. Oh, yeah. Is that why this? Ah, yeah, okay. And I think that's the way. Educate them.
Yeah.
And nonstop.
Some final food for thought. Anything from your side?
Oh, from my side? No, I mean, I still enjoy what I'm doing. Looking for some new opportunities. And yeah, I enjoying The nice vibe in Bloom. This is very nice. It's now, Bloom is very special come to society. It's small enough, and you know so many people. It's like a big family.
Yes.
You know everyone. I say, no, I just don't know everyone. And just Bloom is small enough to know enough people.
Yeah. Patso, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me, guys, and thanks for having me here. Appreciate it.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.